If I can call your attention to the book of Colossians for just a moment, I want to show you a few passages that I think will greatly encourage you. If I could give you one of the most encouraging things to do when it comes to Bible study, I would give you the book of Colossians. I would tell you to read it, study it, memorize it. It's a great book, especially for those who are pondering the idea of being incomplete in life. Look at Colossians 2, verse 9 and verse 10. Colossians 2, verse 9 and verse 10. The Apostle Paul says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Might say divine nature in your translation, but we're talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and in bodily form, Jesus was indeed the fullness of God. He lacked no deity. He was full. And with that said, he goes on in verse 10 and wants us to understand something about being complete. He says, "You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Now watch this. He's talking about their salvation, how to become saved, how they were obedient to the gospel, how that today we are saved. And he reminds them at Colossae and says, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands." It's a spiritual thing. "And putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." You see, Christ did an operation on us, but not a physical operation, a spiritual operation. The Old Testament days, if you were an Israelite, a Jewish young boy, on the seventh day of your birth, by the eighth day, you were to be circumcised physically. And it was a symbol, a sign. But here in the New Testament, this principle of salvation doesn't apply just to the little boys in Israelite history, but in regard to all. And so watch what he says here. "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead." You have to keep reading. Look at verse 13. "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, having spoiled principalities, powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." And it's interesting that this passage that we just read is coupled, sandwiched between two warnings. Two warnings. Look at backing up to Colossians 2. Look at what he says in verse 8 before we read verse 9. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Then go back and look at Colossians chapter 2 and look at what he says in verse 16. "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." Look at verse 18. "Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels." Human worship, worshiping things made up in the imagination of man's mind. These things that become a distraction, Paul says, will make you incomplete in Christ. These things of the world, these things that man creates in his own mind, don't follow those things. Don't get caught up in going back to the Old Testament, or here's a practical point, listening to someone try to establish something as okay in the New Testament church by the authority of the Mosaic law. Like instrumental music. Paul says that that's not what will save you. That's not what will make you complete in Christ. Don't go back and analyze things and not rightly divide the Old Testament. Handle it correctly. 2 Timothy 2:15. Because if you do, you'll lose your salvation. But handle it carefully and precisely. And you can be unashamed and be saved. Why? Because in Christ, Colossians 2 verse 10, are you complete? And so this is what's interesting to me. Look at chapter 3. If you want to be complete in Christ, you have to obey the gospel, as he reminded them, being buried with him in baptism. But then notice what he says in chapter 3. You have to continue doing something. In verse 1, he says, if then ye be risen with Christ. And that's a reference back to their baptism. Buried with him in baptism. Well, if you're buried with him in baptism, you've got to come out of baptism. Come up. And so here he says, if then you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Are you complete in Christ? That's what this book's all about. How to be complete in Christ. And then look at chapter 3, verse 16. And this is a wonderful passage to help you. Very fundamental passage. If you'll let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's why we worship. That's why we sing these songs. But it's because the word of Christ is dwelling in me richly. Then look at verse 17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And that's a passage of authority, reminding us to not deviate in word or in action, to do all things by the authority of Jesus Christ, in whom is all the Godhead bodily, and in Him you are complete. These passages, if you'll read these passages and meditate upon these passages, this book, read the whole book. It's a wonderful book to help you remember where you are complete. Now, again, as I said, and as the book says, anything outside of Christ, as he said there in Colossians 3:17, might make you think you're going to be okay or make you feel complete, like drugs and alcohol. That's what that does. But it's pseudo. It's just temporary. Before too long, they get to be addicted to those things, and they become addicts and so on and so forth. And they have to keep giving them so to make them feel what? Complete. Well, I'm just making a point. You can stay in Christ and do all things by Christ and His authority, and you can always be complete, and you can satisfy all those problems in Christ. In Christ. And so I want you to think about that. The gospel is the plan of, the gospel is the power of God in salvation. It's the power of God. We preach the gospel or we don't. If we preach it in truth and in sincerity, then we're preaching the power of God. And we're helping you. We're helping you be built up and edified, strengthened. That's why it's so important to stick to the Bible, the Word of God, the Word of Christ, because that's what will again keep you complete or whole. If you're not complete or whole, it's because you're outside of Christ. And the only way to get into Christ is to obey that gospel. And you have to, by faith, believe it, understand it, respond to it, make your mind up to change your life, to repent of your sins. That's the word repentance. Perhaps the hardest thing, the hardest decision you'll ever make. It probably should be, because you're making your mind up to never go back, to never backtrack, to repent. Jesus says, repent or perish. And we don't want you to perish, neither does God. And then you would make a confession that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You do that before men publicly. And Jesus says, I will confess you before the Father which is in heaven. And after doing that, that's where baptism comes in. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Buried with him in baptism. Colossians 2:12. We just read that. We arise to walk in the newness of life. When you walk out of that baptism, you are walking now in the newness of life. You are completing Christ if you abide by the authority of Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And then whatsoever you do in word or deed, you're going to do it by Christ's authority because you are a Christian. So why would you want to be a Christian or call yourself a Christian and not do what Christ says, right? So it only makes sense, but that's how you stay complete. So we hope you're complete. If you're not, we want you to know that the baptistry is ready. It's always ready here. We're ready to help you make that decision, the most important decision that you'll ever make in your life. And if you're ready to make that decision, the invitation of the Lord is always extended here. If you're a child of God and you've fallen by the wayside, you're not complete in Christ. You're being beguiled and you're wandering away and you're doing things you shouldn't do. You've got to stop that. And do like Paul said there in Colossians 3 verse 1. Seek those things which are above and God will bless you. He'll make you complete. He'll forgive you. And you can again walk out of here renewed. And so if you need the prayers of the congregation, then we're here to help you make that possible too. If we can help you in any way, why don't you let us know then as together we stand and we sing.